Sukkah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, 2-2. And the Mishnah continues to discuss what if cases regarding the Sukkah. It says, what if Hasomach Sukaso Bekari Hamita? What if a person supports the Schach of his Sukkah, that's the Iker Sukkah, of course, with the legs of his bed? This would be best to see in a picture. And the point is that the foot of the bed here, there's like a wall, essentially, a dofen that's 10 tefachim high. And the point is that it's one of the three walls supporting the Schach. So kshera, the Mishnah paskens that's still kosher, and the havamina is that since beds move around, so therefore sooner or later the schach is going to fall. Nevertheless, while it's in place and the sukkah has three walls and it's indeed 10 tefachim high, that's an important point of the leg height of the leg of the bed. So then the sukkah is kosher because remember we need a diras arai, a temporary dwelling, and that's what this is. Rabbi Yehuda, however, disagrees, l'shita so, he already paskin many times, that you need a diras keva, a fixed dwelling place, and since the foot of a bed, since the bed moves around, is not a fixed dwelling place. Rabbi Yehuda omer, im eina yechol la'amad b'fnei atzma, if that sukkah can't stand by itself, meaning even when you move the bed, if the sukkah won't keep standing, so then, psula, the sukkah is invalid because it's not considered a diras keva, a fixed living place. Halach l'maisa is like Tanakama again, so you could certainly make a temporary sukkah like that. I have used two car doors even that you open up and lay schach across the top of the doors and sit beneath it. Any temporary sukkah is acceptable. However, lechatchila, one actually should not make a sukkah like this, possibly Mishnah Berurah, because since the foot of the bed is part of the bed and the bed is makabel tuma, you have the ma'amid, the thing supporting the schach, being a makabel tuma, which is not a lechatchila okay, because there are many poskim who don't allow the ma'amid, the thing directly supporting the schach, to be a makabel tuma, like the foot of a bed. Okay, the Mishnah continues. Sukkah hamiduvleles. If you have a sukkah that the schach is arranged in such a way that if you look directly up from the inside the sukkah, shetziltzam ruba mechamasa, it will have most shade, meaning there's more schach cover than open sky directly above your head if you look from directly beneath the schach. However, the meduvlele sukkah is that the schach is like pointing in angles, some up, some down. So that means that you have like at an angle, from a diagonal, there could be a line of sight for the sun where more sun than shade reaches the ground of the sukkah. This would be very common, by the way, with modern day pergolas. People often use pergolas as their sukkah, where they have those bunch of slats that are arranged consistently at a specific angle. So that means that some parts of the day, if the sun were in the right place, essentially could be all sun. That's still going to be kosher, says the Mishnah, as long as if you look directly up from inside the sukkah and see mostly cover. I just remember, of course, that for this to work also, you'd have to have that each of the individual pieces of schach or slats, whatever it is, are each within three tefachim, one of the next, because that is lovely, that's what you need to make them all like one connected schach. Hama'ubak min bias, if one makes very thick schach, like one would do for his house to provide real protection and cover, afalpi she'en ha'kochavim nirin metocha, even though you can't see the stars from within it, k'shera, it's still kosher. There's also lach l'maisa, meaning that one does not need to be able to see the stars through his sukkah, schach, although the Yerushalmi makes a diak that lachachil, it should be that way. That is, ideally, your sukkah should be able to see large stars through the schach. But if you can't, it's still kosher. Halach lamaisa, if their schach is so thick that even on a heavy downpour of rain wouldn't get into your sukkah, like a really well-done thatched roof. So now you've already entered the Isser Durabanan of Gezeres Tikra, of having like a roof like you would of your own home. Therefore, that would be Asser Midurabanan. But anything less than that, if rain can drip in, the sukkah is kosher.